I'm Joel Roberts. I'm a former talk show host on KABC Talk Radio in Los Angeles. I am also someone who benefits greatly from network care. This tape is going to be an interview with Dr. Donald Epstein, who created Network Spinal Analysis. Hi, Donnie.
Hi, Joel.
Now, I'm told that you are a bit of a radical out there. You're different from conventional MDs. How are you different from a conventional MD?
Rather than trying to fix a person to where they were before they had a symptom, instead we'd like to create a new life for the person. We'd like to help them develop new abilities to self-heal, ability to have a greater quality of life. When someone goes in to have a symptom corrected, they're happy if the symptom mostly goes away. They don't expect to be able to have greater life enjoyment, to adapt to stress more effectively, and be able to make the choices they always hope they can make. With network care, that happens.
Are you saying you don't care about their symptoms? I mean, if I go to you with abdominal pain, and it turns out I have appendicitis, shouldn't I have an operation?
Yeah, if you're coming to me because you want your abdominal pain treated, then you're probably better off being in a physician's office to treat that. And you're in a crisis, that situation. But if you want to say, hey, listen, I like my body to function more effectively, I want to be able to have more choices and be healthier, that's a different story.
What's the connection between something physical, like an adjustment of your spine, and more intelligent choices in life?
Well, the idea is that the brain... Do we get the concept that the brain itself is what helps coordinate the way you think and your mm-hmm. ideas and your concepts? Well, we'd like to see that the brain can communicate with the body more effectively. And very simply is when the person has unresolved stress, undigested events in their life that have happened to them, the body goes into a defensive structural pattern in the spine, the tissues lock up, and they get locked in the stress for a very long time. And what happens then is the body thinks differently. You're just trying to get through another day. You don't have the ability to make the decisions you would make if you were more calm or felt you had more time. As the tension, as the brain can find the tension in the spine and start regulating on its own, releasing on its own, automatically the brain could function differently and you could actually be calmer when you make decisions and make healthier choices for yourself, not out of reaction or fear.
Or defensiveness. I'm tempted to conclude from that a more flexible body would necessarily mean a more flexible mind. Is that true?
Yeah, actually the body and mind are both sides of the same coin. Depends on what profession you're at, which depends what side you look at.
But if that's true, wouldn't yogis, for example, be necessarily very flexible in their intellectual approach to life?
Many are. We've developed something that's totally new.
How is it different from everything else?
What's different is I've identified what's called spinal gateways or access points, that when a gentle force is applied to those gateways, the brain is able to stop all the chatter for a moment, focus on the body's own internal strategies, realign the spine, realign the tension, and make constructive changes. The breath moves the body in a way that rocks the vertebra. The body learns to actually start correcting its own distortions.
All this from a simple, gentle, non-invasive, non-manipulative touch to the spine?
All that in response to a gentle, non-manipulative touch to the spine.
It's hard for me to believe that something gentle
Isn't
can
it?
Evoke that greater response.
I look at my hands all the time and say, this is amazing, it's a miracle. The concept is this. It's real simple that a gentle touch can affect people. Can we say something rated R for just a moment?
Please.
Okay. If someone touches you in a erogenous zone, a gentle touch, does the whole worries of the world just drop away?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just, oh, my body, the movement, the energy? Well, we could find touch areas of the spine called the heelogenous zone, that the energy for healing moves through the body, and it totally modifies your behavior, it totally modifies your doing, and what your body wants to self-heal is able to manifest, starts instantly.
Thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure.